KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Girls State Softball Championship Tournament will conclude today. Yesterday, they held the semifinal rounds in all four classes. In Class 4A, it was Ankeny over Burlington 4-0, Des Moines East disposing of Pleasant Valley 10-0. In Class 3A, Clear Creek Amana beat Dallas Center Grimes 7-2, and Winterset topped Carlisle 5-2. In Class 2A, West Burlington was an 8-3 winner over Mid Prairie, while Iowa City Regina beat Bondurant Farrar 5-4. And in Class 1A, Akron Westfield, a 5-1 winner over Preston, while NSKAR, a 14-7 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's. That sets up today's finals. At noon today, the Class 4A third place game has Burlington facing Pleasant Valley. The championship game in 4A starts at 1 with Ankeny facing Des Moines East. In Class 3A, the third place game plays at 2 this afternoon with Dallas Center Grimes facing Carlisle. The championship matchup in Class 3A is at 3 o'clock today with Clear Creek Amana battling Winterset. In Class 2A, the third place game is at 4 o'clock with Mid Prairie playing Bondurant Farrar, and the 2A title game is at 5 o'clock with West Burlington facing Iowa City Regina. The third place game in Class 1A is at 6 tonight with Preston battling Martinsdale St. Mary's, and in the Class 1A championship game, Akron Westfield will play NSKAR at 7 o'clock to close out the tourney. Well, the Rolling Hills Conference announced its girls' all-conference softball selections for the 2011 season. Exira, EHK, and Walnut were each 11-1 atop the conference standings this year, and they have the top two pitchers as well. Rachel Smith, an eighth grader from Exira, EHK, and Ashley Walker, a freshman from Walnut, were both unanimous first-team selections as the pitchers. Aaron Clefoot of Exira, EHK, was a unanimous pick as the catcher. On the infield, three unanimous selections. Chelsea Nelson of Exira, EHK, Caitlin Paulson of CAM, and Ashley Noland of Adair Casey. And they're joined on the infield on the first team by Katie Weiss of Walnut and Bobby Patton of Orient Maxburg. Outfielders on the first team include Walnut's Lauren Severs, who was a unanimous pick, Jordan Gearhart of Exira EHK, Kristen Clockseam of Glidden-Ralston, and the utility player Stacy Mortensen of Exira EHK. Second-team selections include Michaela Schwanke, a junior pitcher from CAM, also Caitlin Gannon, a senior from East Green, as the catcher. The infielders are Shai Terry of Adair Casey, Josie Anzalone of Walnut, Macy James of Adair Casey, and Faith McCunn of CAM. The outfielders include Alyssa Bessera of Walnut, Allie Hosfeldt of CAM, and Katie Clark of Adair Casey, and the utility players Anna Ewalt of Glidden-Ralston and Mariah Maylander from CAM on the second-team squad this year. The Boys State Baseball Tournament gets underway today at Principal Park in Des Moines. Among the matchups today, Kemper Catholic will start out the tournament at 6 o'clock tonight as they'll face North Fayette in the first game of the tourney. Kemper Catholic, from Carroll at 37-1 is the number one seed in Class 2A, while North Fayette is 30-14, the number eight seed. 6 o'clock first pitch at Principal Park. That'll be followed at 8 o'clock tonight by Gilbert battling North Polk in another 2A first rounder. The other two first round games in Class 2A will be held tomorrow evening in Des Moines as the tournament gets ready for its just a little more than 1 week run through the middle of the summer months. Now in the National League last night, Albert Pujols belted a two-run homer in the first inning, and St. Louis never trailed in a 6-2 win over the Mets that had avoided a three-game sweep in New York and snapped a three-game losing streak. It's just the card's second win since the All-Star break. Ian Kennedy scattered four hits over seven innings, leading Arizona to a 4-0 win over Milwaukee. Dustin Moseley and three relievers held the Florida Marlins without an earned run as the San Diego Padres completed a series sweep, winning 5-3. Jason Hayward and Freddie Freeman each homered and had two hits to lead Atlanta to a 9-6 win over Colorado. In the American League, Jared Weaver outdueled fellow All-Star C.J. Wilson as the Angels edged Texas 1-0. Justin Verlander threw eight dominant innings, leading Detroit to a 6-2 win over Minnesota. All-Star James Shields won for the first time in nearly a month, outpitching C.C. Sabathia and beating the New York Yankees 2-1. It was the Seattle Mariners also dropping a 7-5 decision to the Blue Jays in Toronto. That's their 12th straight loss. Three-time All-Star outfielder Grady Sizemore will be out of the Cleveland Indians lineup for 4 to 6 weeks after undergoing abdominal surgery. It's the latest problem for Sizemore, who had an operation on his left elbow 2 years ago, missed much of last season with a knee injury that required microfracture surgery, and was on the DL in May with a bruised right knee. The Indians trainer says Sizemore sustained the hernia on the same headfirst slide in May, in which he hurt the right knee, but he continued to play. Also, Minnesota's activated Jason Kubel from the disabled list. He's expected to play tonight against Detroit. The outfielder DH has been sidelined for 7 weeks after spraining his left foot. New York Mets third baseman David Wright is expected to come off the disabled list today. Manager Terry Collins says he plans to have Wright in the lineup when New York starts a series at Florida. Wright has been out since mid-May with a stress fracture in his lower back. The Pittsburgh Pirates have signed free agent veteran reliever Jason Grilley to bolster their bullpen for the stretch drive. The 34-year-old righty went 4-1 with three saves and a 1.93 earned run average, pitching for AAA Lehigh Valley in the Philadelphia Phillies organization this year. Reliever Chad Godin has been unconditionally released by Washington. The Nationals reinstated the right-hander from the disabled list and then designated him for assignment on Tuesday night. Two new suspects have been arrested Wednesday in the beating of a San Francisco Giants fan outside Dodger Stadium. A law enforcement official has told the Associated Press. The official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because the investigation is ongoing, said that if the district attorney's office files a case against the man, the original suspect would be exonerated. The arrest marks a dramatic turn in that case. Since Giovanni Ramirez was arrested May 22nd, police had consistently stated that they believed they had their man. Giants fan Brian Stowe was almost fatally beaten outside the stadium after attending the March 31st season opener between the Giants and the arch-rival Los Angeles Dodgers. In Pacific Coast League action last night, Nashville edged the Iowa Cubs 8-7. Omaha at Memphis was canceled by rain last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the NFL owners have given rousing support to a tentative collective bargaining agreement. The players' reaction significantly more muted. The owners approved a 10-year deal, 31-0, in an attempt to end the 4-month-old lockout, but the player representatives did not vote on the deal in a conference call Thursday night because they didn't have the full proposal. The NFL Players Association head, Demora Smith, wrote an email to the player reps before the call, stating that there were still outstanding issues to be resolved and that there was no agreement between the league and the players. Several players took to Twitter to express opposition to the deal. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the Hall of Fame game between St. Louis and Chicago on August 7th has been canceled, despite owners' approval of a tentative deal to end the lockout. Goodell says the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies will go on as planned, but says the time is just too short to have the teams prepare and play the game as scheduled. Colts owner Jim Irsay says he believes Peyton Manning's neck surgery will not slow down the league's only 4-time MVP this season. Irsay's comments come one day after the Indianapolis Star first reported that Manning is expected to miss the start of training camp. Speaking from the NFL owners' meeting near Atlanta, Irsay says Manning is doing well, but did not say when he expected his star quarterback to start practicing. Irsay expects Manning to sign a new long-term contract that will make him the league's highest-paid player when that lockout comes to a close. The Iowa women's basketball team will play at Northern Iowa November 20th and at Iowa State on December 7th. The Hawkeyes announced their non-conference schedule on Thursday. It includes five games against teams that reached the NCAA tournament last season. Iowa will play in a tournament in the Bahamas in late November against St. John's and either Temple or defending national champion Texas A&M. The Hawkeyes host Virginia Tech on November 30th and play at Kansas State on December 3rd. Iowa defeated both of those teams a year ago. Iowa finished 22-9 last season, their best mark since the 95-96 season. Future NCAA women's basketball tournaments may not have to go to a head-to-head up against the men's tourney. On Thursday, the governing body announced the Division I Women's Basketball Committee will study the feasibility of moving the start of the tournament back 1 week from its typical mid-March start. No deadline has been set for a recommendation, and the study still needs to be approved by two additional NCAA committees. But the possibility of sliding the entire tournament back 1 week and possibly changing game days is real. In golf, Chris Blank shot a 3-under-67 to take the lead after the first round of the Canadian Open. Ernie Els is in a group of 11 golfers that trail by a shot. Former British Open champion Karen Stupples of England, Sweden's Maria Hjorth, and South Korea's An Shin A matched 5-under-par-67s, and they're tied for the lead after one round of the LPGA's Evian Masters. Christy Kerr, the 2007 U.S. Open champ and champion Evian Master and Evian Masters champion Ai Miyazato of Japan are in a group of six players. They all carded 68s in first round action. Mark Kalkavecchia takes a share of the lead into the second round of the Senior British Open after an opening round 68 yesterday. He's tied with Ireland's Mark McNulty and Australia's Mike Harwood. The 51-year-old Kalkavecchia is trying to become the fourth player to win a British Open and the senior version as well. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.